Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. J Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School. Probably, what time is the basketball game tonight? 8 o'clock. Man.
8 o'clock.
Man, it is a late night. Big 10 plus Nebraska against Southern. But before we jump into that in the last segment, a little bit indirect, I guess, basketball knowledge, but this is more of a NIL and a, I guess, landmark college potential lawsuit. If you haven't heard, Leonard Hamilton, the great FSU, I think he's great, Florida State basketball coach, is being sued for over, was it $1.5 million by how many players? Six?
Six of them.
Six of them, about total of it.
$250,000
each. $250,000
each.
Some sort of promise that they were promised. I mean, obviously, it wasn't in black and white, but obviously, it must have been at some point in time in a meeting. Obviously, it didn't come to fruition. They want to get their rightful payment. Obviously, it's just initial, I guess, a lawsuit and accusation. But ultimately, we've seen this prior to this, which worked out for Rashada, the quarterback that was at Miami or committed to Miami, then committed to Florida because he got a huge deal from that. All of a sudden, that money in cars and house and everything disappeared. He was at Arizona State or at, right, he's at Arizona State now. Didn't get to meet any of the type of quality of deal that he had prior. Florida just let him out the letter of intent, but he lost them. And he turned back and sued them for kind of lost wages and opportunity.
Well, sued Napier.
Yeah, Napier. Yeah. And so this right here, obviously, is not nothing new, but it's just now you got players are taking some things into their own hand. And if there's promises, which in this NIL landscape, you know, coaches aren't supposed to do it. That's why you have collectives and GMs. You know, look, in lawsuits, players are going to sue the people that make the most money. They're not going to sue or bring a lawsuit against the, you know, third assistant coach in a basketball dude that's not making 1.5. They're going to get a guy to go after him. But it's going to be interesting to see how this works. Because, you know, you've seen it before where coaches are promised something, they go places and they end up getting it in, you know, from, you don't necessarily need a black and white contract. You know, a binding contract could be an email, a text, conversation. And especially if they have some sort of confirmation of it, it's going to set forth a new path in how you negotiate with these high school players, transfer portals, or anybody on your team that wants to re-up, man. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and it was an interesting group. I saw this group, this particular group in person, Orlando, two years ago against Nebraska.
Yep. Yep,
and
sure
watched how Nebraska, everything seemed off, and Nebraska went down there and put it to them, I think, being by 20.
Oh, yeah.
Which made no sense.
Yeah, made no sense.
Like, to looking at them, one, as a lineup, two, as individual players, it didn't make sense. But then you always realize, and we keep saying this, but we have to keep reminding people, when things don't add up on the field of play, there's a reason. There's a reason. If it doesn't, if there's a disconnect between talented players, a talented coach, and it just doesn't work, there's some behind-the-scenes stuff going on. It always adds up. And this is the Pandora's box. Because when six players from a Power Four tell you that they were all in on it together and that there were adults in play who co-signed it, endorsed it, or otherwise, and then didn't complete it, the number of questions that exist about this are almost endless, because you have to say who set the amount, who approved the amount, because the players moved in, right? Started playing, went to school, stopped going to school, stopped going to practice.
In fact, threatened to walk out of a practice
right,
and a game.
Right. Who, like, through all the things, who was in charge? Who ultimately is in charge in making this agreement? Because remember, Florida State and its athletic department should not have been a part of this conversation. Should not, air quotes. Then, if they were, who? And then, are they legally responsible for their verbal commitments for the program? Because then the program could say, well, we take a lawsuit against you as well because you misrepresented us. We are no longer in good standing in the recruiting base because six, three-star and above players are saying bad things about Florida State basketball in broad daylight.
That are only happening because you didn't come through.
So, Jay...
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I mean, it's the university, you know, they're staying pat, man. I mean, it's, you know, they're supporting their coach from the allegations. Essentially, this thing centers around text messages between players and some between players and Hamilton. Like, that's where it's going to get a little bit tricky because, you know, text messages and stuff can, you know, be manipulated. But they also said this, to our knowledge, right? As an inquiry at this point, which means as of today, that means they probably have not looked.
Cover your eyes.
Right. Well, at this point, now they probably have to get deeper into it. At this point, we know of no unfulfilled commitments by FSU in terms of scholarships and or appropriate benefits or the Rising Spirit Collective related to NIL payments owed to athletes. And so that's where it'll all tell out. Now, if there's not a contract and they're all the same, it'll be interesting to see. You know, there's two players that have exhausted their whole eligibility, so they can't play anymore. Now, judging the way that happened with JUCO, you could say, you know what, you could get a, you know, be a little bit different. But you got one of them is at University of Texas San Antonio, one is at Xavier, another one at South Florida, another one is redshirt at Gonzaga. Now, when you look at this FSU team, I think they had a player drafted off that team, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Which is interesting when you lost to Nebraska. And it's also interesting now with Hamilton being 76 years old, looks like he's 56 in the last year of his contract. See, I hate it for him especially because he's done so much for the program. And that doesn't mean any if he made these promises, weren't able to fulfill it, that he's in the last year of his contract. So it makes it a little bit easier to kind of usher him out of the door. Because number one, he's 76. Number two, you got this coming up. And if it has to deal with a collective, you know, not, you know, taking care of their business, then when the coach isn't supposed to be directly connected with it, now he's connected with it indirectly and or directly, just sucks because of his legacy. And this is something that's going to happen all the time because you got Jaden Rashada, who's now at Georgia, actually. He sued Napier, which had nothing to do with it. And then he had $13 million in a deal. He had several Tulsa players, which led to their football coach telling you, if you want NIL, do not come here at all. Don't even think about it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then you had that just recently during the football season and when UNLV burst on the scene, I think they were 3 or 4-0, where you had the, you know, their quarterback pretty much tapping out over $100,000 NIL deal that didn't come to fruition, which was up in the air.
Can I say this? So Texter says this. We all know this was going to happen until the NCAA gets this NIL stuff figured out. It's going to be a show. Now, here's the real thing. Is this an NCAA issue or is this an individual institution or conference issue? Can this be resolved, right? If Florida says, listen, we're just not going to do this. We're going to give scholarships and we're going to pay everybody $100,000. This is what we're going to do. And this is all we have. We're not going to negotiate. We need to find 85 players that are going to come to Florida, come to Nebraska. You'll make $250,000. We'll commit to that verbally in public, sign from a trust or whatever needs to be done. And then we're going to focus on football / basketball / baseball rather than spending all of this resource and all of this energy and all of these legal findings and all of this legal liability in the stuff away from the game. Wouldn't it make so much sense? Listen, we know that 5 years ago we could have said, every member institution could have said, hey, we're going to give out 85 scholarships and we're going to pay all the athletes $20,000 a year. And everybody would have thrown confetti and been happy. And none of this would never be an issue.
You know, except for the guys that really were probably at that point. When they weren't making anything, then they're making 20 when they were the biggest, you know, name, image, and likeness people. That's the whole point. You should be able to benefit off your name, image, likeness. There would have been a few to push back. It would have been great.
Well, you can still do endorsements. You can still do endorsements outside of the university. Just don't wear the red N. Don't wear the blue F and the gator. Just don't wear the horns. But go make your money. But these institutions and these conferences could have said, just as simple as we sit here, hey, proactively, Jay Foreman, it's 1998. And Jay Foreman, you and the Huskers have been the example and the standard of college football. We suggest that if everybody wants to get on our page, what we're going to do is set the standard and say, we're going to give every player $10,000 and a scholarship and then allow them to do endorsements outside of the football program, right? Not, we're still going to wear whatever gear we wear. We're still going to show up wearing whatever we wear. But your ability to negotiate outside of that was none of their business because it shouldn't have been.
That's where the collective, which they were doing, and that lasted for a few months because then, you know, it was Jeff Sims was at what? The taco place and stuff like
that. That's on the grown up, the adults in the room.
Yeah.
Nobody can hold my hand to the fire and make me write an endorsement check to a student athlete.
It was just a different way to get the job done. Then everybody said, you know what, let's start paying these dudes. Let's just stop playing these games. I just think whatever it is, whatever happened, sometimes they were trying to play at a different level and stuff.
I think if you're going to do it at a conference level, you better have research and data that shows you're being fair, because if you do an unspoken sort of agreement that you don't write down between athletic directors and presidents, I feel like someone would take you to court for colluding.
Well,
unless you say like, hey, no, we did our research. Here's what we're saying is fair value. If you want to challenge us in court, we feel good about it. Otherwise, I think that maybe I'm misunderstanding you, but doing that from Florida's perspective strike me as the Iowa move, right?
No, the numbers. They've had data for as long as data has been available.
Yeah, so then use it.
You know, every university knows what it pays per student athlete, per student, what it spends. Every high school district knows what it spends per young person. There's a number. It shows up in state records, in national tax records. It shows up. There's a number.
But there's a difference between what you're spending on them and what they can hypothetically earn, are more worried about.
What they can earn is none of your business. That's correct. Between them and the parent and their agent. The university can set an agreement in place. And they've had an agreement in place forever, which was, mind your business, you don't get any money. Right? You colluded to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You absolutely collude. So if you can collude to take money away, you can collude to get it right. And to ultimately get it right, there is a number. There is a number. Just like tuition is a number that, is it backed by data? How much you charge per hour at a state school? No, because it's the same education if you're within state as out, but they charge you more for it. Yeah. And it's the same education. Right. And you've used some data that you've put together and spun, and none of it makes sense. The easy way would be the NFL has a plan. It sits in front of you. Listen, boundaries in play. Now, it's not perfect, but it at least eliminates all of this nonsense. Like, and if you're the NCAA and you're Nebraska and Iowa, don't you just want to eliminate the stuff that you can eliminate? Every great program says control the controllable.
It's too far gone, though. I was thinking about paying the bottom dude the same way you're trying to pay your best dude. I just think that's just not going to work, because then
it works in every profession that exists.
Which again is the difference between the outside stuff and the university level,
right?
Stuff.
But
if you're paying Tommy Frazier the same as the other dude, it's just not good. That's not going to work. Because then if you do it by conference, and just say if I was doing it by conference, I'd just wait to the very end. Because I'm going to get all the players that I'm going to be able to pay. I'll just say, you know what, in our conference right here, we're going to pay you twice as much.
Your name when you got to Nebraska was more than the dude in front of you because of who your daddy was and the work that you put in before you got here. The foundational base for what you receive for being a football player in a Power Four is not the same as Jay Foreman's value outside of the program. And as Jay says, your greatest resume is availability and work, right? So why wouldn't he be able to go to a car dealership and get a better car than the dude that's never going to play even special teams at Nebraska, right? Jay deserves to eat at Misty's rather than the taco place.
Right. But they're just paying you so you can go do it.
Right. Like
that's fine. They just dropped the ball. And now they're scrambling and trying to figure it out. So the cap eventually, but I'd be trying to get my stuff extended right now.
Yeah.
And I'd be good in the future. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll give our quick thoughts on this Southern versus Nebraska game, especially coming off of a tournament win out there in Hawaii. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.